traffic, public safety, such as speeding cars. We don't want drug dealing or sex workers, things like that. The issues that play casinos in general, we don't want to see that in our neighborhoods. We have a lot of children here. We, you know, it's pretty cool and calm. We just don't want to see that disturbed.
Is there a concern that all might happen? I mean, based on other casinos in other cities?
Yes, and just the fact that currently we're vulnerable. We have vacant houses. We have inexpensive houses. So we don't want people buying up homes and using it for drug dealing or prostitution and things like that. So
is that a problem in this neighborhood now? I mean, because you're near 95, you're near Russell Street. I mean, you're near a major corridor.
Some level of crime, probably some dealing, but not on a very major... not in a way that a casino would, you know, draw it in and make a larger impact of it. So.
I gotcha. Now, I understand you're on a neighborhood impact committee, or the association is one of a number of neighborhoods that would benefit from the casino. Tell me how that's going to work, and what concerns do you have about that?
Well, it's called the Local Casino Development Council, and it's made up of neighborhood association presidents, business owners, and politicians. And we're one of maybe about 7 or 8 neighborhoods. And it's going well. We've just planned our first funding. Like, we had to do a budget for City Hall. So it's a matter of what's a priority. You know, what may be a priority for Westport may not be a priority for, say, Ridgely Delight or for Pigtown. And who has the greatest need? You know, our neighborhoods are so, you have 2 or 3 that low income, and then you have the other 2 or 3 that are, you know, very high income. Whose priority should be addressed first?
What's your concern about the money, and where will, well, let me ask you this, where will the money go in this neighborhood? How would Westport spend its share of the money?
It would be spent on infrastructure. Our roads and footbridges and everything are old and worn down. It would also address the vacant houses we have that we could have them renovated. We could make sure new families come in. We have a school here. We'd like to see investment there. We have land and property, so we can improve our parks. We can, you know, add trees and green space. And we also have a main street. Annapolis Road is a main street. Mm-hmm. So we are also part of the enterprise zone. So it would be great for small businesses to come here as well.
Looks like where I am here on Sydney Avenue, where we are on Sydney Avenue, it looks like most of the homes are occupied. I mean, you saw a few boarded up. What percentage would you say in the neighborhood is boarded up homes, abandoned homes?
I'm not sure about percentage, but when I last checked a few months ago, it was 75. Now, Westport is split by 295.
Right.
So the majority of the vacant homes are on this side, what we call the waterfront side, or east of 295. On the other side, it's less vacants, but collectively, the last number was 75.
The other thing is, when we talked to the Horseshoe Casino folks, is they said that, yes, they're very concerned about the neighborhood, but they were also very concerned about hiring city residents. And do you know a lot? I mean, are there people in Westport who are going to be working here? And is this, I mean, is there some economic benefit here?
There is, but I'm not sure if the economic benefit will come from working for the casino directly. We have a lot of residents who are secure and like the job and aren't interested in working there. And then you have some who have applied and maybe didn't get hired. And there are some who, based on laws, may be barred from working there because they have certain infractions that a casino would not like. So we're hoping that our residents could benefit from, and this is where the money from the casino, we can create workforce readiness and development programs for our residents. So maybe you want work for the casino, but what if a casino slot machine repair company moved here? Mm-hmm. They would maybe have the stipulations that a direct casino would have, you know. So we're hoping to, our residents are hoping to take advantage of what I would call indirect casino.
What do you think will be the impact on businesses in this neighborhood?
Well, we don't have a whole lot, so I'm hoping that, you know, our biggest business is Fitchco right here, which mm-hmm. is a janitorial supply.
Sure.
So I'm hoping that they will connect with local businesses that surrounds them, whether it's in the Carroll Camden Business Park or Fitchco right here, as well as, you know, partner with area colleges and universities as well. So, like I said, we don't have a whole lot of businesses. We have Resco, so hopefully they'll connect with them. So I'm hoping that, like I said, the businesses that are nearby, that they will consider. partnering with.
And I understand, is the casino on this board that you're...
Yes. Chad Barnhill, who is the general manager.
How have they been...
He's been very, he's very open, he's very polite, easy to talk to, he's very approachable, and he has been pretty good about, if we had any concerns, addressing those needs. And he's working along with not only us, but the police department and other city agencies as well, so he's very involved.
Anything else you want to add before I move on to the two gentlemen?
No.
James, I'm going to come to you since you've got the meeting at 6:30. You okay holding
up? Yeah.
Okay, all right, that's fine. I can go. Okay, Richard, I will. Do you mind if I trade? Yes, thanks. That would be very nice if I traded places with you. Don't forget your keys.
I think she's covered a lot.
Okay. All right, but you can add something. I'll have you add.